Is this embarrassing? Yes. Is it awkward? Yes.
No, bitch, it wasn't awkward until you made it awkward by saying awkward.
Ladies and gentlemen,
awkward.
Social podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Awkwardly Social Podcast. My name is Jose Chavez. Thank you so much for downloading this episode. My guest today is Danielle Arce. Before I get into the episode itself, just wanted to put it out there. April 30th, I will be at the Oxnard 11D Live in Oxnard, California. So if you're in the Thousand Oaks, Ventura area, go ahead and come on out to that one. I do have some tickets available for that. If you want to get on the guest list, email me, josechavezcomedian@gmail.com. Put in the subject of the email, Oxnard, and I will be happy to set you up with some tickets. Also, follow me on social medias at I am Jose Chavez. This was a fun episode. We got a little in-depth there. Danielle opened up about being recently separated or divorced, and we talked about her time in Japan, trying comedy out there, got a little bit into religion. It's not religion itself, but so more the conglomerate that was built around it, where people took advantage of faith-based religions. It got pretty serious. Serious and deep. It's a great episode. Please check it out. Follow Danielle at Danielle Arce Comedy on Instagram. I'll be sure to tag her. So if you can't find her on there, I will tag her on a post when I post this episode, which is going to be on Thursday. You guys, thanks so much for downloading this episode and enjoy the show. All right, let's get this going. Yeah, I used to be a morning person.
Yeah.
Not so much now. I'm not a morning person. Once I'm up, I'm up.
Yeah.
But I'm like in this weird sort of like... I say I try to squeeze in as much sleep, but now I'm going to sleep so late in the night that I'm becoming less and less of a morning person.
Right. Well, that'll happen. Like for me, like with comedy, I'm usually in bed before one. Mm-hmm. So as long as I get 6 to 7 hours of sleep, I'm fine. So I'm up by like seven.
Yeah.
You know, every day.
I don't even need to be in bed by one. Mm-hmm. I just need to be home by one. Mm-hmm. So ideally, I usually leave before a show is over.
Mm-hmm.
If the comics hang out afterwards, rarely do I join.
Yeah, same.
I usually just go home and I prefer being here.
Yeah.
It's so much easier.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you for being here so early in the morning.
Yeah,
it's 11:30. Yeah, for me, it's early.
For most comedians, this is the crack of dawn.
Yeah, yeah. I learned that so late into doing this.
Yep.
I would hit up, I would text comics, be like, hey man, you want to go grab coffee or something? Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't get a response back to like 2 p.m. And then,
yeah,
like, dude, I just woke up. I'm like, oh yeah, that makes no wonder you're so fucking awake in the middle of the night. I'm like nodding off at the cafe. And
Yep. It's usually how it goes.
Yeah. I appreciate you coming all the way here in to the deep, deep valley. You're not from around here, are you?
I live in Encino right now.
Yeah, but you're not originally from...
No, I'm from Phoenix originally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hence the Phoenix reference you did earlier.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense now. I'm learning so much. Yeah. What's hotter, here or Phoenix?
Phoenix is much hotter.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. But I'm just saying sometimes like when it hits like 100 degrees up here, I'm like, oh, this reminds me of home.
Yeah, it's dry as shit, too.
It is so dry. It's awful.
Yeah.
I'll be there for 15 minutes and my lips are chapped and I'm like, this is awful. I can't do it. Everything's dry.
I was sitting here trying to be all zen and like getting into my headspace before mm-hmm. you showed up. And then I fell asleep and then you texted me. So yeah. I was like,
there you go.
So... if I don't look awake, that's why.
Oh, you're good. Hmm. It's okay. I always have bags under my eyes.
We met... I'm not going to get into the whole backstory because I honestly can't remember how I met.
I don't remember either.
I know it was at a show, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's never... I want to say you had hair at the time.
Yeah, probably longer hair.
Yeah, that's probably about it. All of my memories are so intertwined with Facebook that I legitimately don't remember... half of how I met half of people.
Yeah.
Half of the people I know.
Yeah, I did comedy for a year out here with long hair before I moved for a minute. And I was gone for a while when I came. And then, yeah. So that was probably 2013 when you met me.
Oh, my God. Was it really that long ago?
Probably.
So that was like, what, six?
So that's the last time I had long hair.
Oh, okay. Oh, then that, yeah. Oh, my God. That is a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Time is passing so much. I just hit the 8 or 9 year mark in doing comedy.
Yeah.
But I don't like... I don't know. It's like until it hits 10, I don't really like count them or whatever.
Yeah, June 1st is 8 years for me too.
Nice. Yeah. It's all you have the date down too.
Well, I don't know, because you know the only reason why I know the date is because Facebook memories. I'm actually very terrible at dates, but thanks to Facebook,
yeah,
I can memorize things a little bit better.
What I would do is I would go back to my events calendar and look at past events that I put together, and I saw the first one I ever did.
There you go.
And yeah, it was bad. I know it was around February.
Mm-hmm.
I was technically one of those New Year's resolution guys that, like, I'm going to finally do comedy.
Yeah, try it out.
But it was always in the back burner for me. Like, it was essentially, I felt I was at some point destined to do it for a minute. Even if I don't blow up from it.
Gotcha, yeah.
It felt like it was part of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about That's you? Cool. How did you get into it?
Well, I did acting and for a long time, then I got into improv. And I liked the comedy, but I was still so bored. Mm. And I didn't know why I was so bored, why I was just, it wasn't for me. And I think I just wanted to challenge myself more because I felt like acting's not too much of a challenge other than just memorizing lines and getting into character, which is easy for me. And then, improv, you just bounce off other people. So I was like, well, I wasn't feeling fulfilled. And so I asked a friend how to learn how to write. And kind of did it. I did it for like 6 months. And then I was kind of turned off to it for a while from just personal experience. I didn't do it for like a year. And then I met my friend Eric Escobar. We were on the set of a web series together out here in LA. And this was fall of 2012. And he was like, you don't do stand up anymore? I was like, no. And then it was after like we had a long conversation. He's like, but you're like quick. He's like, you should be doing stand up. And I was like, I don't know. And he's like, well, I run shows at, you know, this club and this club and this place. So if you ever do some mics and you want to get back into it, I'll book you. I was just like, oh, okay, I'll let you know. And then the next day I got an audition for this commercial and stand up was in my resume under skills. And they're like, great, can you do like 4 to 6 minutes for us? And I was like, I haven't done this in a year.
Mm.
And so I was like, can you give me a minute to prep? They're like, yeah, take your time. So I like took a minute. I like reviewed I tried to remember all my old stuff and what I thought about what happened to me that day that I could bring up or whatever. And I was like, all right, screw it. Here we go. I went in. It was like a nightmare because it's three people and me in this small room and a camera. And I was just like, all right. And I just did it. And I made them laugh the entire time. And I was like, that was the best feeling in the entire world. And that's when I clicked. And I'm like, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then I've just, so then that February, I got booked on Eric's show, and then I just didn't stop.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. February 2013, I got back into it, and just, yeah.
And you kept going.
Yep.
Now you're unstoppable.
I guess.
Yeah. It's fun. It's it's addicting. I always, yeah. When people ask, like, what's it like to be on stage? Aren't you nervous? No.
No.
It's so natural.
I'm more comfortable being on stage than I am, like, talking
exactly.
to people.
It comes so easily. It's not even from, like, doing it repetitiously.
Mm-mm.
It's just something, like, I don't know.
And then I was a martial artist my whole life, and it was kind of like whenever you're competing, you're in the spotlight. Then I did theater forever. And then it's like I did, you know, TV, film acting. And then I did improv, and I was on a improv troupe for years. It's like, no, this is nothing.
Yeah. And people will say, well, it's scarier because you're there by yourself. I was having a conversation with, do you know, there was a rapper, Chino XL?
I don't know.
Okay, so he's an East Coast rapper. Okay. And I was talking about, because I grew up listening to him, and I did a show where I hosted a hip hop show. I did comedy at a hip hop show.
That's fun.
And my self deprecating shit goes, it's so contradictory to what hip hop is.
Yes.
Because it's usually a very braggadocious environment. And so I'm doing this thing, and then Chino comes up, and we're having a conversation afterwards, and I tell him, dude, I don't know how you do that because it's so soul bearing. Like it's so deep, and it's, you know, because he's talking about real pain up there and he's not sugarcoating it with humor. He's just it's so exposed. Mm-hmm. He goes, dude, I don't know how you do it. He goes, because I at least go up there with people. I got music playing behind me. You're up there by yourself. You're your own tempo. You're your own beat. And we were both kind of seeing it from like, we both had the same opinion about each other's art form.
Right.
And we both had the same opinion about our own.
Well, if you look at it from your perspective, you're like, wow, you're just exposing everything and just letting it out. But his perspective is like, you're doing the same thing. However, you're making it, you're putting light to it.
Yeah.
You're bringing light. You're bringing humor to it. That is definitely a skill.
I would say that the one thing, even if comics don't come across as confident, you have to at least have faith in your ability to be able to be comfortable up there. Like, I'm comfortable. Yeah. I do a lot of self-deprecating humor, but I'm comfortable with it. Like, I get that where I'm coming from.
Oh, yeah.
It's humorous, and I don't really mean the things that I'm saying. If I'm shitting on myself, it's not an actual personal attack.
Yeah, exactly. Same. Yeah, I totally know what you mean, because I do the same thing. It's like, it's interesting because different cultures view it differently. Like, out here, I can more easily make jokes about depression and stuff like that. I was overseas in Japan, where, like, even just joking about it, they took me seriously. And I'm like, guys, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I saw those posts. I was always wondering about that. When you were in Japan, now, did you, was there any kind of language barrier or anything like that? Or did it just seem so natural out there?
No, it's all the comedy is English. Because they don't really do Japanese stand-up. I mean, they tried starting some shows, and I think they do them once in a while, but it's such a new thing to them. But it's for the culture, stand-up comedy.
Are there a lot of English speakers out there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was, like, every show would be packed. Even open mics would be packed.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. But no, there's enough for anybody to get by over there, enough English.
Okay, that's, over there. That's something I always wondered about that.
Yeah.
I have a friend who is from Japan, and lives there now.
Mm-hmm.
She came out here specifically just for school, and that's it. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
her, I always thought, like, okay, she speaks enough English to get by here.
Yeah.
I don't speak any Japanese, so I don't know how well I do out there. So I feel like I would need her to guide me around. And I don't want somebody to stop their life for that. So that was always one of my hesitations. The
only thing that I did to prepare was I got a free app online that told me, like, just basic words. Mm-hmm. And then I learned a little bit about the culture as far as, like, you know, little habits and little traditions of, like, how to hand somebody money properly. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? How to, you know, greet people, things like that. Cause it's some things are just slightly different, but other than that, it's like, you don't have to do much. Okay. Learn much.
Yeah. That, I mean,
just know the basics of anywhere. And that's anywhere you go.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to go to France, you should do the same thing. You go to, you know, anywhere.
I try to be as un-American as possible when I don't travel.
Right? Oh, yeah.
But I feel like there's so many things.
Dude, I have a whole bit on that.
Yeah. I was heading to work once in downtown LA.
Yeah.
Super early morning. And this couple walked by and the others walking in the opposite direction. And with the kind of a smile on their face, kind of like they were holding back a laughter kind of thing. They were like, good morning. And I looked at them and was like, good morning. And they were like, what? And it turned, they stopped me and they were like, you're the first person to say it back to us. They were having a laugh because they were saying good morning to people that weren't saying it back. And to them, it was hilarious how, like, no one was taking the time. And then I said, well, you know, I'm like, oh, that's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I admit that is a thing that happens, and it's true.
Right.
I
it mean, is.
If you say something to somebody, this is what they always say. Hey, how's it going? But they don't really want to know.
They don't want to know how it's going.
It's an impulsive
response. Hey, how are you or hey, what's up? Hey, how's it going? Hey, how are you? Like, that's all just like, it's all empty.
Yeah, it's so canon for us to just have a response but not necessarily mean it.
Yeah.
It's that water cooler thing. And I've done this thing where I'll start talking to somebody when they say that and then they get bothered by it.
Yeah.
And then they will walk away.
Yep.
They won't give me an answer. They won't say anything. I'm like, you asked me
how I was.
Doing. Yeah.
Oh, we're going to get into it.
I hope I'm trying to reprogram the world one awkward conversation at a time.
Dude, that's I feel you on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you guys can't see this, but she is tatted up. I wouldn't say you're sleeved. Well, yeah.
No, it's not like sleeved, but I just have random tattoos on one arm right now and then just like one on the other arm.
Are you progressively adding more and more right now, or is that kind of
I'm beyond broke, so no.
Gotcha.
At this moment, but yeah, in the future, I'm going to get more.
Yeah, best way I can describe it is each tattoo is independent of one another.
Yeah, they're, not like they're all different.
Yeah, I dig it. There's a spider skull.
Yeah, there's a cactus. There's a cat. That's my cat. There's a bird. There's an eyeball. There's fish.
Yeah.
There's a vegan tattoo. There's the tiger. There's cherry blossoms.
Is it hard to get work, or do you still audition?
Oh, as far as like acting? No, because I need a day job.
Because
I got a lot of bills to pay.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And when I moved back to the States 2 years ago, I booked, I had an audition. I was doing them a little bit and I booked a commercial that did really well. And I was like, all right, cool. I can just do this. And then obviously, like, unless you're on a roll with commercials, it's not really how that works.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I need to pay bills. So I had to get a day job.
Yeah. It's funny.
Yeah.
No, it happens. I get it. Mm-hmm. Trust me, when I need the money, like right now, I'm SAG eligible, but I can't go uni until I have the money.
There you, yep. So yep. Like keep riding that line though. That's kind of like where you, that's a good place to be.
Yeah. I've heard. So yeah. So I can do like SAG eligible gigs and stuff, which is great.
Yes.
But I also am looking back into doing some customer service or like some kind of manager position just to get some money back in.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that stuff. I told myself I'll never return to it, but you know, you need it.
But that's the thing. I told myself the same thing. Like, you know, like, cause I used to be married and my ex was like, just keep doing commercials. You shouldn't ever have to have a job ever again. And he's like, I was like, yeah, you're right. All right, I can just keep doing this. But then we separated and I was like, oh no, I need money.
No. You're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You set me up for failure.
Pretty much. Bastard. Yeah, no, he really did. But he's a good person, but he really did set me up for failure.
Gotcha. So it wasn't intentionally setting you up.
No.
But
no.
Even then, I wouldn't.
We never expected, obviously, nobody ever expects to get separated, but like, we never expect to get separated or anything like that. And he didn't intend for it to happen, but. Then after the separation, he definitely just kept everything.
Gotcha.
Like most of my important stuff, which, you know what? Like, he was technically the one that, like, put the most money toward those things or whatever to help me out. So I guess, yeah, they're technically his, but I don't know. I can't say much, I guess.
Yeah.
He's a good person, but, like, I think he realized how fucked I was after.
You mean he did or he didn't realize?
No.
Gotcha.
So. Like, I'm, like, literally sleeping on an air mattress right now. I just got a car 2 months ago, and I was without one for, like, 6 months.
Yeah.
Close to maybe a little longer.
Now, is there alimony involved or anything like that?
Well, he has, so he makes really good money. However, he's got a lot of debt from school.
Gotcha.
And he's just paying that, you know, on time and getting his good credit. So if I tried to go for alimony, I actually would have to also pay his debt. That's how it works in California. It's 50-50. So no, I wouldn't. I would have to, it would be under more.
Gotcha. Ooh. Yeah. So somehow you'd be less poor.
You never seen Ali Wong special?
Yes.
Like the first one where she talked about, like, she's like, oh, I trapped him. He's a Harvard grad and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And he makes all this money. But then at the end, she realized his debt from school and she's the one who had to pay for the house because of her. That's exactly that was my situation in a way.
Oh man.
Where I was like, yeah, you know, like this guy, like, yeah, he's great income and all this stuff, but he's got a lot of school debt. So,
well, that's fun.
Yeah,
I bet. That sounds exciting. Now, is this are you newly separated? I didn't know.
Yeah, we separated in end of August.
Oh, okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's how out of the loop I am.
It's okay. It's all good.
I'm like, are you okay? Can I get you something? Like food?
Yeah, no, for real.
No,
a computer, a bed, like anything.
It's fun. I slept on a, when I was living with my roommates, I slept on a mattress,
mm-hmm.
but it was one that my grandma gave me,
uh-huh.
and she gave me a queen size mattress. But the thing is, I didn't have the base that I had was for a twin.
Oh no.
So it was hanging off on either side. So for the longest time until I finally got like a bed frame, I had to put like file boxes on one side to make up the rest of my bed. Yeah, it was super uncomfortable, and I knew not to sit on that side because it would just collapse on me. But I have vertigo, so every now and then if I roll over, suddenly I'm fucking falling. I'm like, oh my god, this is fucking awful.
Oh shit, no, that's that'll be a problem.
Yeah, it would be. But you'll build up. It's a
I'm not worried about it.
It's a process. Yeah,
sure. Oh no, I'm not like, oh no, I'm fucked. I'm just, you know, I'm slowly getting my shit together. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah,
I'm 32. I'm not helpless.
You got plenty of time. Here's what you do: just trap another man.
Oh yeah.
Just be like, hey, but not another comic though, because you know it's like you want to be able to trap somebody who has the money.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm kind of sort of on the DL seeing somebody that is a comic, but they have a great day job. So.
It's now are they a hobby comic or an actual?
Like, no, they're an actual comic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, okay. Been doing it for a very long time, very funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
But gotcha.
It's new, so I don't want to really go
too much into
it. But you mentioned that, so I was like, hang on.
Okay.
This person says really
now
well.
Let's wildly speculate who this is.
He won't know.
Yeah. I'm just going to guess, like, every, you're dating Pete Holmes. You're,
who is married with a kid.
Yeah. Look, he has a great day job.
He lives in New York.
I'm sure he can afford, you know, a mistress on the side. No, it's all good. No, he seems like a great dude. I don't think that's his situation at all. Now people are going to be like, why are you shitting on Pete Holmes?
Pete Holmes is great. I loved his new special.
It's so great.
It was so good. When you talk about traffic.
Yeah.
God, I loved that because that's exactly how I feel about traffic. Because, like, so many of my friends, obviously everyone out here is like complains about the traffic. They're like yelling and getting rants. And I'm like, dude, like, how are you so uncomfortable just being with yourself?
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
When I'm in traffic, I sing a lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes I will do a podcast without any recording equipment just to get the cadence, just to get comfortable.
Right.
You know, so I'm there speaking and I just start off with like, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Awkwardly Social Podcast. My name is Jose Chavez. Thank you so much for downloading this episode. Like, I'll do the whole thing.
I like that. Look at that smooth podcast voice.
And I will do that. Thank you. I've been working on it for years. So
And in the car.
Exactly. Yeah. So I do a lot of that because I've admitted on here that sometimes I'll record the same episode two or three times because I didn't like how I delivered something. I'm doing that a lot less now. I've noticed that ever since I started taking my antidepressants that I do that shit way less now.
Oh, because you're not that depressed anymore.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm like, I accept.
What a miracle.
I'm accepting things a little bit more. It's a little bit better. So that's good. That's nice. Yeah.
When I'm in the car, it's music and stuff. But lately, the last couple of weeks, maybe month, I usually do Instagram Live now.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised to find out that I actually have people that want to talk to me and like I have some fans and stuff and like they've been like helping me out.
I've hopped on it a couple times for yours.
Yeah, you popped in. Anyway. Yeah, that's right. You popped in on one. That's right. I totally forgot about that. It was yesterday.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been doing those once or twice a day and like, I don't know. I really like doing that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And like one person yesterday was like, Jesus, do you live in your car? Because I kind of do, but I'm also just like, I just drive so much and I don't mind the driving, but like,
yeah.
I don't know, I like to do something creative while I'm driving, and whether it's like listening to music and you know or trying to get ideas or talking to a friend the whole drive or something, like that's why I like the Instagram Live.
So. I tried doing so I've been talking about this thing that I want to do. I've been doing a little bit of research, talking with a friend who does woodworking and another one who does audio engineering, and I'm trying to find a way to make my truck, which is not in the greatest condition, which is the only reason why I haven't done this yet, but make the interior of the cabin podcast friendly.
Okay.
Because right now, if I try to go Facebook Live, you're going to hear so much wind because it comes through. I'm missing, they stole my stereo, so there's a big hole in my truck right now.
Oh, no.
And so you hear the noise coming in from the engine and stuff, and it's a little loud.
So why do you want to make it podcast friendly? What's your idea?
The goal, so there's a couple of things I want to do. So it's that S10, the truck that's parked out in the driveway.
Okay.
I was thinking of doing a thing where I would do a portable comedy show. Where I would soundproof in the interior as much as possible, not completely, but at least, you know, a really good amount so that I can switch it. And then if I'm driving with somebody, do a podcast while commuting somewhere. Or sometimes I will have a comic who doesn't want to come to my place. You know, we meet up somewhere in the middle. If we can't find a place, sometimes we'll park there.
Oh,
exactly.
Oh, I like that.
So, like I do a lot with Ariel Washington. And sometimes when she and I can't meet up or she has to be elsewhere, we will like park at, we'll literally like park the car at a park. And while we're sitting there just talking and recording and people are watching us like, what the hell are they doing?
Yeah.
But usually people are like, oh, people are in there having an affair. Cause that's usually what happens when you see
a car parked. Yeah.
When you see a car parked at a park, they're either doing drugs or having an affair. Yeah. They're just like in one fucking place. When we're done here, if we have the time, we can walk right outside the stairs.
Yeah.
On the other side is a park. Mm-hmm. And there are so many parked vehicles. It just couples in there. I've seen some like couples get down and dirty in there.
Oh,
I'm like,
gross.
This is their one opportunity. And it's usually like
it's got to be like affairs
at
and shit.
Sundown. Or, yeah. They're just being so fucking, anyway, that's neither here
nor there. Wow.
Yeah, they get down.
You have a lover's lane next to you.
I do. It's insane. And it's so funny. I'm like, I'm starting to recognize some of them. I'm like, you were here with someone else last week. Like,
oh, shit.
You fucking mother. You old dirty bastard.
That's so funny.
Yeah, but that's what I want to do with the cabin is like, you know, something like that. Especially if I'm working with other comics who won't commute at all.
Yeah.
It's a really good thing. In the back of the truck, I'm going to set up a thing where I can mount a speaker. And then I have the place where I can insert like a pole. So I can set up like a little back curtain or like a little stage and then just produce a comedy show from there. So park, like set it up at a random parking lot and then have comics come out and do comedy on the bed of the truck, put a mic stand, put a little stage back there. And then I host the thing from the front of the truck, from the parking.
That's cool. Like
from the driving position.
Well, if you get that down, that could also just be how you do your podcast from now on. You don't even need to do it anywhere else. I think that would be really cool.
So that's what,
it's a little niche.
I want to do something like that. And that way I can take it with me. And as you can tell, this stuff is portable. So I don't have to commit it to there, but it'd be a perfect place to do it audio wise.
I like it.
So it's, like my thing that, but the reason I even brought any of that up is that I tried to go Facebook Live or Instagram Live on mine and it doesn't work because it's too windy. It's too noisy right now.
Makes sense.
So I think here's what you do. Put that egg crate shit up on your walls in your car. Mm-hmm. So when you go Instagram Live, just do a whole thing. Plug in a headphone and shit. Or like have somebody sit in the passenger seat reading back to you what those people are saying.
Yeah,
just make a whole show out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, eventually. I don't know. For right now, I'm just like, because I don't have, I think I talked about it yesterday in my Instagram Live, actually, because I don't have a computer. Mm-hmm. I don't have the space for it right now, but I miss doing like vlogs and little sketches and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so I don't have that extra creative outlet right now.
Do you know Martin Rizzo?
Yeah, I love Martin.
Okay, so Martin does his podcast from his phone.
Yeah.
There's an app that he uses.
Nice.
And it automatically uploads it. So if you don't have the equipment right now, you
right.
have an option.
Well, I love video. That's something I really love. I totally respect podcasts, but I'm a very visual person.
Yeah.
And I don't know. As you can tell who I am, I'm very expressive. Mm-hmm. And so I like to convey that in video.
Yeah.
And that's why I love Instagram Live, because not only do you get to hear me, but you get to see me and feel like...
Well, that's one of the benefits about you is that people see you like, oh my gosh, she's pretty.
I don't mean that. I mean,
I know that's not what you mean, but I'm saying is it's like with me, I watch myself in a video. Uh-huh. I put myself to sleep watching me.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I am so expressive, I feel like I better communicate that way.
Yeah.
You know, that's the Latin and Italian in me of being like, I'm going to use my hands through everything and be expressive. But yeah, I don't know. So that's something that I love. Like we all have our own creative outlets.
Yeah.
You know, like one thing I love to do, I love to draw and I love to doodle, but but stand up is my number one, but I love other realms of comedy. So right now, to fill in that void of not being able to create the videos how I want to, because I don't have space on my phone, I can't be creating videos on there or whatever, then I just been doing Instagram Live, and I'm enjoying doing that for now. And if something comes from that, great, but I'm not trying to make it a production or anything like that.
Yeah.
As far as something like that, I don't want to force anything. And that I feel like sometimes with side projects that like are your hobbies or whatever, that's usually the best way to go about it. I don't know. Because if I put too much, because I'm the kind of person like, if I'm really going to put effort into it, I'm going to put all my, and then I'm going to be putting my too many eggs in my basket, and I'm going to be like so overwhelmed.
Yeah, but we're so close to Easter.
Easter just happened.
Oh, did it? Damn it. Yeah, then definitely don't fuck with the eggs or baskets.
Yeah. You know what I mean, though?
I do.
Yeah, because I've done that before, and I've really exhausted myself when I put all of my heart into this sketch project. I put all my heart into stand-up, and I put all my heart into this, and then all of a sudden, I'm almost dead. So yeah. So I don't know. Maybe if the Instagram Live stuff takes off, great. If not, no big deal. I enjoy doing it. But you know, eventually I'll have the money again to just create videos again. Be cool.
That would be.
Yeah.
You'll get there.
I know I will. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
It just I'll get there.
Yeah. It's hold on. My brain went somewhere. I had a thought and then it went away.
Oh.
I was like, I'm going to say something. I'm going to say something poignant. Nothing poignant, but like it was a thought that I had. I was like, something I was going to ask you. And
sure.
And so it's completely gone.
Okay.
So let's backtrack to something we were already talking about.
Okay.
Let's take a look here.
We're talking about Easter.
Yeah, no, we were talking about how was your Easter? Dude, fuck. You don't have kids, right?
What?
You don't have kids?
No, I don't have kids.
Yeah,
do you have kids?
No.
Okay. I didn't think you did.
So it was it's weird. So I because of that, I don't really have a reason to celebrate Easter.
Yeah.
Personally. And so it's, but I do Easter with my family, and it's all the kids running around and stuff.
Yeah,
and
that's all it is. Yeah. Yeah. Same with my family. But I worked, my family doesn't live here, but I worked my day job, and then I had a show that night. So I did Jokes for Jesus.
You did you? Oh my God. Yeah. I put out some, I feel bad. So I found a meme that was very funny, and it was supposed to be the cave when they remove the rock and they go in and they see that Jesus has risen.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but when the inside has Venkman and the other Ghostbusters holding like the thing that where they trap the ghost.
Yes.
They trap Jesus. And I posted this and I tagged it to, I checked in at the local church around here, Shepherd of the Hills.
Yeah, that's
so
funny.
So I tagged it there.
Yeah.
And it was not well received.
It was not, I bet.
There's some people just to me like, you sinner and shit like that. I was like, okay. Yeah. I'm like, sorry about that, buddy.
What, is it a Catholic church?
No, it's a super Christian. It's a Christian mega church. Like the kind
of. Oh, okay.
Where it's insane.
Because I was going to say, if it's a Catholic church, you could just tell them sorry and then.
No, it's a Christian church, but it's one of those ones where it's progressively getting bigger.
I know what you mean. There's
millions there. They have
there's one like that in Arizona that's called CCV, and I imagine it's just like that, where like these people will rent out the Cardinal Stadium for their mass sometimes, and like they fill it up, and I'm like, what is happening?
This church built a 3-tier parking structure.
What?
For their church, because they spent so much money. Like, they had a massive church.
Uh-huh.
And then that massive church wasn't big enough, so now it's the second smaller. It's a smaller one. And they have this even bigger one, and it's taken over this whole fucking area. All I can say is that I'm not a fan of that.
Right. Me neither.
If I'm going to go to a church, it's going to be at one where it's a little desolate.
Like, yes.
It's a little decrepit where they take care of the building. Sure.
Yeah.
But it's more about the message than
they're doing it for the right reason.
Exactly. Not a place where you throw it up on the gram. Like, it's this church is the Coachella of churches.
Jesus.
Like, where people go there.
Literally.
To do that. So if somebody's like, my church is Shepherd of the Hills, I tend to be a little, dismissive. I don't want to be judged.
No, I get it, but that, because it's so similar back home with a very similar church that I have in mind. So whenever I see the stickers on the cars, I'm just like, because also I learned that church back home, there are different color stickers that I would see like on people's cars. And I was like, oh, some people have purple, some people have white, some people have orange. And one of my friends was like, yeah, it depends on how much money you've donated to the church. And it depends on the color of sticker that you get or the kind of sticker that you get. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
What? How do people not see the scam? Like, my goodness, this is ridiculous.
People will like fight to get the purple.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh my God, I need to donate another $10,000 before the end of the year. I want to make sure I get that purple one.
You want to make sure that priest is driving a BMW. That's what you're doing.
Remember that priest who did a sermon about how he needs a second jet plane? A second private jet?
Shut
up. I'm serious. This guy goes on. And he's like freaking out and screaming. He's very Kanye up there in terms of like losing his shit. And what he's saying is, you guys need to donate more to, you know, like we need to be able to do this thing because Jesus wants me to have this plane so that I can get to. So I can get.
That's how cult leaders are.
So what he's saying is, he's like, I'm going to deliver this message better if I can get to a place faster. And people are donating money because their response is like, look, if it's helping deliver the Lord's
message.
That is
literally a psychopath.
Yeah, that is insane.
No, I just did a podcast with Kat Alvarado, amazing comic.
The Villains of History.
Villains of History. And the guy that I researched, he was nuts, but like that's essentially what he did, where he created a cult and he was like, guys, in order for me to have more powers or do this, like, you've got to help me out, we got to kill more people, you've got to do this for me, you got to do this for me. And then that's Charles Manson, the same shit, where it's like, hold on a second. Like, no, like, you're a person. You take shits just like we do. Just like Pete Holmes. Like, he's got to wipe and check every time, too. You're just a person. I don't have to. You're not this powerful being or whatever. You're not chosen by Jesus or whatever. You're just here. And if you want to spread a message that's positive, sure. But don't put yourself on that pedestal, bro.
Yeah. I've been too introspective lately.
Yeah.
I'll admit to that. Mm-hmm. But I definitely don't want, if anybody starts listening to what I'm saying and follows it like a religious path, right. I would abandon that so quickly.
Right.
I'm like, no, I'm not trying to start something new by trying to get rid of or by dismissing something old. Something, it's insane. It blows my fucking mind. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I had a friend who was recently kind of pulled into what was essentially a cult. Like one of those, like, where you go to a retreat to clear your mind kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And came back very reprogrammed as far as, like, what works and what doesn't work. But it was just because it was, you're missing something in you right now. You're missing, you don't know what it is, but you feel a little lost. This suddenly gives you a bit of direction. So you put all of your eggs in this one basket, going back to what you were saying.
Right.
And now they're doing this thing. And luckily, that's worn off. Like, the hype, like, the endorphins that you get when you first started in a relationship. You're like, oh, my God, this is so great.
Right.
I'm so in love. Love kissing, holding hands, PDA, all of that shit.
Right.
But to a faith or belief that you follow because it's so fulfilling for you. But once that wears off.
The novelty.
Exactly. You're either super sucked into it to where you just, that's your life now, or you wise up and you walk away from it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. It's so true. Oh, boy. Religion.
I know. I didn't want to get into
it. I know. I didn't either.
And we're not even shitting on religion.
No, we're not shitting on it. It's just like the mega churches and these people that... that, you know, try to claim to be so powerful for their own personal gain. It's all ego.
Yeah.
There is, because that's the thing too, like I think a huge problem in general is people like that aren't doing things from their heart like you want them to. Like that's the big problem. It's all 100% ego. It's like, no, you're doing things and expecting something in return.
Yeah.
You're not doing this out of the goodness of your heart like a true Christian. You're doing this because you expect to get that second private jet.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, it's I don't know. And it, you know what? I have too many thoughts on this.
Mm-hmm.
I can go on forever.
Yeah.
So let's,
it's all good.
Let's move
shift.
On.
Shift.
We can shift to something else.
Sure.
So, cats. No.
Yeah.
I really don't. Oh, cheese and crackers. I had back what I was going to ask.
Uh-huh.
And then it went away.
And then it went away
again. Once again.
Okay, ask something else.
I don't know. You know what's kind of distracting? Is you have so many circular objects on your face right now.
Yes, I know.
It's two loop, like big hoop earrings.
Yeah.
And then the,
my nose, right.
The little door knocker on your nostrils.
Yep.
It's, is this new? Is this like post? Is this post separation?
No. Actually, my ex-husband, he was, like I said, a good person and stuff like that. But like, I've always wanted to have like short hair and, you know, I've always had like different piercings and stuff. And he kind of like was really like, yeah, do whatever the hell you want. And so I started doing that when we were together.
Oh, I see.
So I wanted to get my septum pierced. And I did that back in 2015. So it was a while ago.
What is a septum?
That's the in between in your nose.
I see.
The one that I had the piercing I have in my nose.
Okay.
So I got that done in 2015. So, and then the tattoos are all fairly recent because it was all done while I was in Japan and stuff. I don't know. So I don't know. I just like it. So.
No, it's fine. It's totally fine.
Yeah.
I just.
But and then I love wearing hoop earrings. I always do. I just, I don't know. I feel like they give me chola power, so
they do. There is this sort of like I'm expecting like a bird to just land there and just chill out. I saw this guy who the other day at a store who had his ear gauged as wide out as your earring. How like his ear? Like he had a gauge in there that was super huge.
So,
yeah. It's okay. Like if you wanted, it looked like a coaster that you put.
I've seen that before.
Your little cup of tea in.
Yeah.
And I asked him like, has that ever gotten stuck on anything? And he said, that one time it accidentally got hooked and that he like tore part of his ear a little bit. It scares the shit out of me. Like, I have no interest in wearing piercings or getting piercings.
Yeah.
But it's something about it on your ear, the way it is right now, terrifies me. Like, it's just like the fear of it getting caught.
The only thing that it's ever like I have problems with my like hoops is if when I'm like changing my clothes.
Uh-huh.
I should take them off before I take off my clothes because the clothes will get caught in my earrings.
Yeah.
But other than that, no, I don't. They don't. I like them.
Yeah. I've gone my whole life without. I almost got an ear piercing once.
Ooh,
that's about it.
Almost.
Almost. But this was like in the 90s, and then they were like, "Wait, which ear is the gay ear?"
You know,
like that kind of mentality. And I never did it. My aunt was the one who was piercing my sister's ears and was doing that. And then I was like, I don't know if I trust you.
I don't know. I think in a lot of Latin cultures, like girls get their ears pierced when they're like babies. So that was my first, like my ears have been pierced since I was like a few months old. So
every same with all of my siblings. I don't know if any of them, with the exception of maybe, no, that's not true. Two of the three for sure wear piercings. I don't know if all three do. I'm like trying to picture my youngest sister, but it's, no, you're absolutely right. Yeah. They all growing up, they all had the earrings and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And my dad has his ears pierced as well. Mm-hmm. And he has like diamonds in them and shit.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, I'm like, stop, I'm trying to show off your swagger with a fake ass diamonds. No, I don't know. I can't do that. And every year I decide I'm finally going to get a tattoo, and I never do it, which I'm thankful for, because if I had...
Well, that's the thing. Like, you have to want it and then still want it like months later.
Well, I still always want one, but the idea of it always changes. Like, I would have a dragon wrapped around my arm right now if I had gone with my original design. it changes.
And then you would regret that?
Oh, hell
okay.
yes.
Okay, okay, was, okay, okay. See, that's the thing.
Yeah, because I was, I mean, I, as much as I was a big fan of Dragon Ball Z, did I really need the dragon? You know, like,
I don't know.
And then now I do background work and stuff like that. So I'm trying to be on the camera more.
Yeah.
And you need to get clearance for tattoos. So if that's one of my hesitations, which at the same time, I shouldn't live my life based off of that.
I got booked on the three commercials because of my tattoos.
Gotcha.
So,
well, your tattoos are very sort of like they're not an official sponsor perspective. It's like there's a cactus, there's a bird, there's a spider.
Stuff,
it's just random things, but it's nothing you don't have a you don't look like
Super
a NASCAR
Mario's or something.
You don't have like a NASCAR sponsor driver look going to now. You know, Pennzoil just across your wrist.
But yeah, like I get barista and hipster and stuff like that. I'm like, that's fine.
I could see you wearing one of those big hats that the women wear. That's like a black hat where it's almost like a sun hat kind of thing.
Yeah,
where it's but it droops down and I could see you wearing that. Where it's a little Amish.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I own three hats like that. So I wear them in the summertime.
I see it.
There you go.
Yeah. I can't pull off hipster. I can pull off a biker gang.
Biker gang. Oh, yeah. I could see that.
Yeah. So
probably go out for biker gang.
I get that a lot. And then they're like, do you have any tattoos? And I know if I got more tattoos, I'd probably just be, you know, super typecast into that world.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. I'm good to have some of this hair is going away over this weekend.
Are you going to cut it off?
Not off, but like I'm going to get a trim finally.
Oh, there
I was
you go.
I donate to Pantene.
Okay.
And as of December of last year, they no longer accept hair donations. So Locks of Love, if you donate to them, they charge for the wigs.
Yes.
So I don't do that.
Yeah. It's a bad idea.
So, but Pantene would donate them. But the thing is that they, so I was getting ready to get, cut off, in a ponytail right now, it's 12 inches.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to donate at least 8 of those inches because that's their minimum. I was going to trim an inch off and then donate 8 inches because the ends are real fucked up right now.
Yeah.
So I was going to do that. And then when I was researching it, that I see that it says that they are no longer accepting because synthetic hair is getting so good now that it's actually preferred by wig manufacturers.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So it looks, looks more realistic and it's easier to manage and much easier to create. So there's more benefit in them using synthetic versus actual human hair, which is great.
Yeah.
But now I'm in this position to where I grew my hair out. I'm like, okay, now what do I do? So I have the opportunity to just knock off a few inches and just kind of keep it long. I, instead of going back to short, I get to keep it long, which is
fine. There you go.
I like my long hair.
Yeah,
I think it looks better with my head. I have a big head, so short hair doesn't look very well.
Yeah, there are some people that it wouldn't work. I like your long hair, too. It's dope.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Do you want this hair?
Yeah, no, thank you.
You want to switch? Want to trade?
No, I don't really want long hair. Okay. I want I'm growing my hair back out longer, but I'm not gonna grow it out.
So you and I have very opposing views because I grew my hair out so it'd be easier to manage, and you cut your hair because it's more comfortable. It's more you.
Yeah, it's more comfortable and it is easier for me to manage too.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. The way you're doing, but your head of hair looks like if my hair looked like that when it was short, I would do that. But my hair pops up and looks really sort of blocky.
I get it thinned out and stuff because I have very thick hair.
Yeah.
So I have to go on my stylist thins out my hair and stuff. And my hair used to be really curly and fluffy and
yeah.
And then if about 5 years ago, it decided not to be anymore, so it went flat.
Mm-hmm.
So
see,
if, easier for me to maintain when it's short.
If my hair were to do that when it was short, I would totally wear it like that, but it does not, and I've tried.
Yeah.
Many a times, and it never works. Mm-hmm. So long hair works out really well.
There you go.
Up until like, so long, once it gets over like 5 to 6 inches in length, suddenly my hair just looks really dope. But anything less than that,
it's just too much.
I would have to put too much like
product.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, there's a guy, I saw a guy who is much older than I am, and he had so much product in his hair yesterday. Mm-hmm. And now part of me was like, it's 2019. Do you really need to do all that? Like, there's more natural looks to it. Not saying like mousse, but like
something I know what
that
you
looks less crunchy.
Yeah, yeah. Like, crunchy's not good. Yeah, I don't like crunchy hair.
Like, you could tell who still invests in Aquanet.
Yes. Yeah. and hair gel.
Yeah.
Like gel.
Like super gel.
Who's going to the 99 cent store and buying that clear ass gel with the bubbles in it? Like, what's happening?
I had that same tub of gel for almost 10 years.
I think everyone did in the early 2000s. That was what you used. But that's what I'm saying is 2019, who's still...
Yeah.
If you're doing it, throw it in the trash.
I think,
No more.
You guys, we know fashion. one of us has tattoos and piercings.
No more hair gel, no more Aquanet.
Yeah, like the goal is to look natural, not to look super...
crunchy.
Like, I understand that you're just now getting into Fast and the Furious franchise, but I'm telling you, the first few films are not representative of what is cool now. So maybe dial them back a little bit. Frosted tips? No. My best friend, whom I love, this dude is dope. He's a great fucking father, great guy.
But he got frosted tips.
Frosted the fuck up. I was like, dude, what are you doing? He's my age. He's 35. He's not like this young.
He's going through an early midlife crisis.
You know what? It's not even that. He's just like, this is a dude who wore like his pants look like what bell bottoms would be. Like, they looked
Jenkos?
Is that the one with the excessive amount of pockets that are super huge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Jenko jeans.
Yeah. So he would rock those growing up, and then like the chain.
Yeah. So he is essentially going through an early midlife crisis. Cause what that is. So whenever you see like older women that still have the feathered hair, you know why they have that haircut, right? Because that's when they were in their prime. That's when they felt the hottest, the most beautiful. It's probably when they got the most attention. So that's what this guy is doing. Because that's where he felt like he was the king.
He doesn't still wear Janko jeans. This is who
I know.
He was.
But I'm just saying that's where he shined.
Yeah.
So now he's not gonna be wearing the Jankos, but he's still gonna do a little bit of that because that's where he felt the most attractive.
True. And I'm going the opposite direction. Me, I'm like I'm slipping into cardigans.
Yeah, I like that.
And like, I'm wearing cardigans and very comfortable clothes.
There you go.
My comfort. My fashion is essentially like, I want what your grandpa was wearing. Like, it's like, I'm doing that so much more these days. My family hates it because I'm like, I'm moving slower. I'm like, you know what? Loafers sound dope as shit right now. Like, it's...
Why would they not like that? I don't know. I think it's a cool look.
I think it's mostly because of the fact that like I had this like old man sort of mentality. Like I fucking loved when I turned 30. I was like, I hated being in my 20s. I was not good at it.
You're like, I'm not in my 20s.
I'm not a hip person. Like, I'm not. So it's I never had a... I would say that if I had a like prime look, mm-hmm. was probably in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I had my hair gelled. I had the thing. I was super like skinny and like I hit the gym a lot, so I was really fit. That was like my prime. And then once I no longer needed to take gym class for the sake of like your minimum requirement, I stopped doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
Once I learned how to grow my hair out right, I stopped fucking gelling it up and doing all that other shit. So like, I progressively gave up the things that I thought I had to do.
Right.
It's like if I had how could I put this? My body essentially in my mind was like a canister of like the Pillsbury muffins, you know, like when you pop it, it goes poof, and then like the fat just falls out around it. Yeah, they're so bomb.
I want those.
Wish I had that right now.
Yeah.
I mentally scanned my fridge, and I think you did that too. I was like, I the scan.
The scan. Does he have? Does he have? Yeah, those?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Anyways,
I ate them over the holiday. No, but it's like okay. It's like that. Yeah. So the mold broke away, and suddenly yeah. I'm just this like foamy, fat little like thing. I'm like, oh, this is way more comfortable. It's like I no longer have to suck in my stomach. This is pretty dope.
Yeah, just accept who you are. That's what it's about, though. But that's the thing too. That's the whole thing. It's just accepting who you are. Like, as long as you feel comfortable with who you are, then that's fine. But like, that's what your homie that did the frosted tips, or the woman with the feathered hair. It's like, well, they're not at that level.
Although I have considered going blue with my hair, like all blue.
No,
just
don't do it.
Just for kicks. The one thing I somebody's like, if you're going to do that, do the hair underneath. Like, just so that way the hair on the top is still black, but the hair underneath is blue.
Because the bleach, it'll lot of work. It'll destroy,
yeah. It's, yeah. Oh, I know. I've done it once. I had my hair this kind of red.
Okay.
Like the Uno red card.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had it like that in high school.
Because I've had that blue hair before.
Yeah.
I've had blue, purple, lavender, and it's a lot of work to, like, that bleach, and it's, yeah, so.
Yeah, no. I've
had sapphire blue before.
Oh my God. I had an old coworker who would make her hair red.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously they had to put some bleach in and stuff. And one time she left behind a little red dye on the desk. I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, somebody bleeding here? No, it was her fucking hair.
It was her hair dye. Oh, yeah. Wow.
And then on her day off, we were cleaning up around the office. Mm-hmm. And then we were finding a bunch of red fibers everywhere, and we flipped the seats over because we were pulling the shit off.
Yeah,
and there was like a fucking web of just red hair everywhere. I was like, oh my God, this is like, I don't know if I want my hair to be to stand out this much, because right now if you see hair on the floor or somewhere, it's like, oh, there's a chance it's not mine. It's right. Cool, but if it stands,
but if it's
out
that color, yeah, that it's like, oh, color, yeah, that's mine.
I don't want to stand out that much. No. You're absolutely right. I think once I hit my midlife crisis, mm-hmm. I might dye my hair a different color.
There
just
you
for
go.
Kicks.
But just although do it.
I'm not to get rid of the grays, because I actually like my grays.
Yeah.
I have many grays.
I have found one on my head.
So far, really?
Yeah, just one. Yeah. It was here, but I tweezed it, but not because I didn't want it. I wanted to look at it. I wanted to like inspect it in front of me. Yeah. So I like tweezed it out of my head, and I was like, oh wow, it's silver. Yeah.
I tweezed two goatee hairs, chin hairs.
Okay.
Because I don't have much facial hair to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that two of them were the two longest.
You got one right now. One.
Yeah, that one. But I had one that was super prominent here and here. Mm-hmm. And they stood out so much that it bothered
like,
me.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm either going to be all gray or not just two random.
Or peppered.
Grays. Yeah, I'd rather have it peppered
than
just like two random super white ones.
I get you.
Like that just stood out too much for me.
There you go.
I'm trying to blend in as much as possible. I don't want to be that guy. Because in high school.
I don't want to be that guy, but I want to dye all my hair blue.
Yeah, shut up. In high school, I had two chin hairs and that's it. Like I didn't start growing facial hair until after high school.
Uh-huh.
And I had two hairs, so I would play with them like this.
Ew.
I'm like, don't worry, buddies. You'll have some friends someday. Oh my God, I was so bad at it. So now when facial hair grows in, I'm like super appreciative of it. And if one falls out, I'm like, no,
come back.
I have a little funeral for it.
A little funeral every time.
Little tiny coffins.
So little Christ has died. Okay.
I donate my chin hair to Locks of Love.
There you go.
Yeah.
But then they sell it.
They sell it. Yeah. It's they sell it to, they donate, they make soul patches for people who really need them.
Oh yeah. The date rape tuft.
Oh my God, that is such a terrible thing. Like I told a dude once, because he's an audience member, and he said that his response was, forgive the usage, but he was like, he said that this helps rub the clit. I was like, what are you talking about?
No, it doesn't. What is he talking about?
And I don't know what he's doing, if he's just like nuzzling.
Ew,
his
I don't. Oh, how does that? Yeah, that's not how that works, homie.
So, and I didn't ask him further because I didn't want him to. This was a frosted tip dude.
Of course it was. Of course he has a soul patch.
Yeah. And so I was like,
does he also wear a puka shell necklace?
You know what? He might have.
Yeah. Or he owns them for sure.
He had barbed wire tattoos.
Is his name Travis? What's his Connor?
It's probably Chad.
Chad? Okay.
Yeah, he very Chaddington kind of vibe to him.
God.
Yeah, no. But I was just like, why would you do that? Yeah. And I'm like, that's awful. And
it's so gross.
But it's also terrible because it's like his hair was real. His facial hair was very stubbly. Mm-hmm. But the only real prominent part was that
soul patch.
Yeah.
Gross.
Why do they call
those
it?
Those are so gross.
It shouldn't be called a soul patch.
No.
I feel like it needs a different name.
Well, here's the thing, because I have a whole bit about that. I talk about this on stage. This is the whole thing I have because I think it's so gross. Like one of my, I think in like the black community, it makes sense because black people have soul. So it's like, you know,
I've never seen a black man with a soul patch.
Yeah. My friend Dan has one. Ah. And so like I was doing this bit about soul patches on stage, and afterward he literally was like, hey, were you talking about me? And then it hit me. I'm like, no, you're black. You have soul. Like you're allowed to have one. You know, it's Colin and Trevor that I'm talking about. You know what I mean?
It should be called some, like soul. It seems such a, like, it's a disrespect to soul.
Like I said, date rape tough.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I call it.
Like a douche muff.
Douche muff.
Yeah. It's a little,
I like that.
Yeah. It's a little douche muff over there, just underneath the lips.
I like that. That's a good one.
That's not a, it's like, it especially doesn't look good when you're, I mean, it never looks good, but like if you're thin lipped, oh my God.
It's so gross. It's gross in general. Yeah. It's just so bad. No, my brother, he has like a really thick beard and stuff. And the only part he shaves is the soul patch part because he doesn't like it at all.
Yeah, I do. I feel like I.
You have like a barely any there.
Yeah, I don't really grow one, but when I do, I make sure that I shave it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's, if I go any lower, it'll look like I have no facial hair. So I need to at least.
Have a little something.
Have a little something. Very scraggly.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
I'm mostly shitting on people's facial hair because I'm like a little jealous of it.
It's that's what we do. We project our own insecurities onto other people and we're like, we feel better. Yeah.
So when I went to the doctor and he told me my testosterone was really low.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I'm like, how bad is it? He goes, well, thankfully you have some facial hair. That was his response.
Well, thankfully you have some. Thanks, doc.
He goes, if you had any less, you wouldn't be able to grow facial hair. And the thing is that my antidepressant does lower my testosterone even more.
Yep.
So, and it's fucking with me so much. Because,
you're like, my hair is going to go away.
Well, my facial hair, sure, but the hair on the top of my head. And then that's how he goes, if you want
to. Well, actually, you lose your hair when you have, like, on top of your head, when you have more testosterone.
That's what I was going to say. So he asked me, he goes, if you want me to prescribe you some testosterone? I was like, no. I'm like, the one fucking thing that I have an abundance of is the hair on my head.
Yeah. So it's like you'd be trading one for the other.
Yeah. So So like when you see a dude then with a big beard,
you wouldn't be a biker gang. You'd be a cholo bouncer.
I wish I was the kind of guy like a Martin Moreno or like a lot of bikers where they have like forever a full head of hair and a lot of facial hair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying
it's got to be one or the other for you. Yeah.
For me, it's going to be one or the other. So I don't want to compromise one for the other.
Yeah.
But it would. I don't know. And I've noticed that I made the mistake of when my medication ran out to not refill it right away, and then when I finally started taking it again, like I felt the fluctuation of my testosterone. It's really weird. Like it's like a fatigue, but at the same time, like a little bit like not like I'm on the sexual prowl,
right?
But
you're like, I'm ready to fuck.
But at the same time, I was like, you know what? But I just want to take a nap or finish watching Gilmore Girls. Like, you know, like it's. It's such a weird duality to be going on at the same.
Do you talk about this on stage? You should work on this. You should work on this as a bit because that's pretty funny.
All right.
Talk about the whole antidepressants and testosterone. I think that's a really good bit. I think that's really interesting.
Yeah, definitely. You know what? Yeah. You're right. I'm gonna I'll test it out tomorrow.
That's funny. I like it.
So it's so
you're like, I'm ready to fuck, but also I just want to take a nap, watch Gilmore Girls. I think that's a little, I don't know, it's funny.
No, it's definitely, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But it's so fucking true. It's like, so now I'm like, okay, so I guess I'm hoping that what that means is I'm going to have even more hair on the top of my head. Like it just gets thicker somehow. I want to be like a Samson kind of character.
Oh, goodness.
It. Yeah. And, no, it's funny because you would think like with the less testosterone that I will have more of a delicate look to me, but I somehow look more
menacing.
I look like a caveman. I do it on stage where I talk about how like women have run away from me.
I think I remember you said it at Dudes. I was cracking up.
Yeah, I was like, and it's. And I get it. I know what it looked like, but it's also very much like, come back, be my friend.
Let's go shopping. Let's get brunch. Shopping.
No, you don't get it.
I don't have a lot of testosterone.
I'm a good listener. Oh my God, that's so
funny. I just want to cuddle.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, no, please come back. Be my friend.
Be my friend.
We could play patty cake.
Patty cake.
What do adults do? Patty cake, no? Hopscotch? Man, I am not good at I'm not good at being young or old. I'm just so bad at it.
Like, you're talking about things that we did when we were toddlers.
Yeah, I'm like, so how are your stocks doing? Good.
Good.
You could tell me how your stocks are right now. I would not know.
Yeah.
Do you invest? Are you an
investor? I'm actually getting it. I'm going to be getting into it in a couple of weeks. My dad's super into it, and he wants to get me involved. So I think I'm going to start doing it.
Yeah, a lot of I've noticed that when comics or just not, I say comics only because that's our realm.
Yeah.
But this is an every person kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of times people say, "Do you ever notice how comics do this?" And I think to myself, I'm like, "Well, that's what my family does." I think that's just a human.
How people are. Yeah,
that's just how people are.
We're just so saturated in this community.
Yeah, it's like I do that. I rip on Rizzo from time to time because he'll do things where he'll be like, "You guys ever notice how like Latin moms be like, oh, did you do your homework?" No, I'm like, that's every mom.
That's
like,
every mom. Yes.
I'm like, and I always tell him, like, dude, that's not a Hispanic thing. That's just a thing, like mm-hmm. a human thing.
Yeah, it's funny.
So I had him on this podcast. I'm not telling tall tales behind his back. He's
Martin's
tell,
great.
Yeah, yeah, I tell Martin's him this great. All the time. Yeah,
he would not be butthurt at all by that.
No, not at all. No. It's I did a so he was on my show at the Ice House the other day.
And I was there, but I was in the main room that night.
Oh, that's right. How mm-hmm. how was you did the thing with Adam
the
Crowley,
Laugh
right?
Lounge? Yeah, it was fun. So, but anyways, yeah, I remember that night.
So he looks really young for his age.
Yes,
he's like 32 or
yeah, he's my age, and he looks 16.
Yeah, and he talks about his dad not being there or whatever. So I said on stage when he got off, and I was like, "Give it up for Martin." I'm like, "He's an adult, you guys." I was like, because he talks about that, like, how he looks really young, how like the MILFs would be the ones who'd be after him and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm like, Martin just looks young because his body's waiting for his dad to come back to raise him.
Oh, that's so funny. And that's so funny.
That killed in that room.
Yeah,
so
I bet.
Well. Yeah. It's
that's funny. I like that.
It's one of my favorite roasts for him.
Yeah.
I like the whole idea of roasting your friends. Like, that's mm-hmm. so much fun for me.
Yeah. I like watching it, but I'm not a fan of doing it. I don't know
why. Do you get offended?
Like, no, I don't get offended. I just, I don't know. I like uplifting my friends. Mm-hmm. And I'm and sure, sometimes I might like shoot the shit like in person or whatever. Yeah. But to like, or like if we're on this on a show kind of like what you just did, sometimes like that, a little bit of that is fun. But I would never do like a roast battle.
Yeah.
That to me is too much. Like, I don't know. I'd like to for me to put in so much research and work into insulting my friends on stage in front of people. Like, I don't know. I don't like that kind of bringing that kind of energy into my life. Although I have so much respect for it and I love watching it. So yeah. it's just something that I know is not for me personally.
Well, you know, one thing I was listening to recently was kind of talking about how like being a positive person doesn't mean you're denying the negative.
Right.
I think the same is true the other way around. I think that, like, we have, let's just say if I had a better dynamic with you, if mm-hmm. you and I hung out a lot,
right,
I think I would have, like, over time, understand certain things that I feel like would be not your flaws, but the things that you, I know that
you could roast me on. And
yeah,
stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's, so it's not necessarily that I don't think roasting is, I think roasting is a healthy way of airing out those, not grievances, because grievance is such a strong word, right, but just airing out those things, because a kick I'm on right now is like the whole don't believe what you think kind of thing, where you create a thought in your head too much.
Yep.
So I think that something like that would be healthy. It'd be fun. Yeah. I mean, first of all, it's fucking fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. I watching it. And I
seeing best friends roast each other is so fucking warm to me. It's so inviting. Like, I dig it so much.
It's just something that I'm not interested in personally doing, but I do enjoy watching it and respect it, like, as far as that goes,
Yeah. Who would you roast if you could? If you, if it was, like, somebody where you guys were going to hop in and do this thing together.
I don't know. I don't want to roast anybody.
You don't want to roast anybody?
That's how I am. Do you see? I'm like, no.
Like, I just want to cuddle them.
Man. Yeah. We can make fun of each other here a little bit, but I don't know. This is not, it's just not something that I want to go on my way to do. That's all. Yeah. What about for things?
Who
would you roast?
Well, I know for sure I would roast Rizzo.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
He'd be easy.
He'd be too easy. Though. Yeah. Like I love him, but he's too easy.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm gonna look at my. I'm legitimately bringing out my phone to see. Let's see here. Oh, my buddy Aurelio. I know I would roast him. Let's see here. Perfect. Oh my God. There's so many, you know what? There's so many people. And at the same time, I already roast them on the regular. So, cause you know, they're your friends. They're people that you love. And I love making fun of them. Do you know, Carlos Santos?
The name sounds familiar.
Yeah. So he's a good friend of mine. And, I think he was mostly known for a long time as being the dude who was in the, not the T-Mobile, but one of those lesser, phone brands.
Cricket.
No, not Cricket.
Boost.
No, a little over Cricket and Boost, but just below T-Mobile.
Okay. All right.
So one of those. Oh, it's going to bother me. I'm picturing the image of the orange thing, something. I forget what it was. But it's so he was a spokesperson for them for a very long time. And he's crying out. He's in the middle of a show that got picked up on Netflix called Hentified.
Okay, cool.
So he's a really great friend of mine who's being very successful. Mm-hmm. He's very handsome.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great singer and he's in great shape. I enjoy making fun of him so much because he has too much going
take
on.
Take him down a couple pigs.
So much. Yeah.
Dude, I like
he
it.
He showed up on my birthday a couple years ago and like everybody was just like, oh my God, that's fucking Carlos.
Who's that?
And being like, ooh, I'm like, motherfucking like, stop fucking wooing this motherfucker. I'm like, I'm here. Celebrate my birthday.
It's my day. It's like, me.
I'm sitting there crying in my tiara. I'd be like, someone look at me.
with your pretty hair.
Yeah. Oh, I should do a tiara or something. I don't really celebrate my birthday anymore, but like I
do a tiara birthday.
I think I on one day. I think when I turn 40, I'm gonna.
There
I'm gonna
you
wear,
go. That's
I'm gonna
a good
wear
one.
A fucking tiara. I'm gonna be an emotional drunken mess. Just gonna be crying and shit.
No. Right on.
I've never been an emotional crier like in a drinking. Like my cousins do that. Mm-hmm. They will like.
I'll get to that point. Sometimes it's not cute.
Yeah, it's my cousin hugs like he's like a. Bro, I love you. I'm so proud of you. You don't get it. No, you don't understand. The world is better with you here. And he'll do that. And he was drunk crying and like hugging his brother and like doing that. And he's just, and my cousin is a big fucking dude. Like he's like 6'3", like built like a fucking, like the guy can, I mean, he's a tree.
Yeah.
And, you know, bald headed with a big fucking beard. And he's just like, bro, I love you. And meaty fucking arms. Like, he could pick me up with one hand if he wanted
That's
to.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And he just gets all soft.
Yeah. He gets so fucking soft. And it's so funny to me.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, God. We used to make fun of this dude so much, too, growing up. He was, like, the one we'd pick on the most, and he was the biggest motherfucker. He's the biggest motherfucker of us all now. And he's just such a, like, sweetheart of man. I'm like, oh, my God, why did we shit on you as a kid? We don't understand the value of people as kids. We're just like, look at this motherfucker. He's a gentle giant bitch. You know, like, we like, shit on him.
That's cool.
Yeah.
There you go. We got to have those people in our lives, though.
So. Yeah. All right. You know what? I think you're going to have to wrap it up.
I do.
That's 10 minutes ahead, thankfully, so you're not
super. Oh, perfect. Deaf. Hey.
Yeah. So.
Sweet.
Yeah. So we pretty much wrapped up right when we said we were going to.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me. This was cool.
For sure. Thank you so much for coming out. You know, do you have any shows or gigs or anything you want to plug for now?
Right now, everything gets constantly updated on my Instagram. Mm-hmm. So at Danielle Arce Comedy. Mm-hmm. Just go on there. Every Sunday or Monday, I post my shows for the week. At the end of the month or beginning of the month, I post what I have booked for the next month. So
Ooh,
far
have a good formula.
Yeah,
I like that.
Well, yeah, the beginning of the month I do that, but then I tend to post weekly because, you know, let's say I have 11 shows set up for the month.
Yeah.
By the end of the month, I've done like 16 to 20 because I get booked on like randomly, like, hey, can you do this last minute? Can you do this tomorrow? Can you do this next week? So yeah, just follow me on Instagram at Danielle Arce Comedy. I am most active on there. My website is daniellearcy.com, but I don't keep up with it, so it's useless.
I'm so bad at updating that one.
Yeah.
I update the episodes on there, the podcast, but the calendar probably has a lot of March shows on there still.
Yeah.
So I got to get
mine. Mine, the calendar's empty. There's old videos. It's like, meh.
Yeah.
I don't have a computer, so I can't really fix it much anyway. So everything is updated on my Instagram. So if you want to know about my shows, just go on there.
Yeah. I might fall asleep after we. After you.
There you
leave.
Go. Take a good nap.
All right, you guys know how to follow me at I am Jose Chavez. I will make sure that I plug you on there as well.
Cool.
So that way they know how to follow you if they can't find you or whatever. Yeah. AwkwardlySocialComedy.com. If you guys are listening to this when this comes out, which is going to be, I believe, this Thursday. So it's in cool. a couple days. So if you guys listen to us, I am going to be at the Oxnard Levity Live on Tuesday, April 30th, 8 p.m. Email me, josechavezcomedian@gmail.com to get on the guest list. You guys know Dude's Brewing every second and fourth Wednesday of the month. I'm going to have you back on there for sure.
Sure.
And that is all for now. You guys take care. And I don't know. Do any last thoughts?
I hope that you guys get to have an orgasm this week.
That is, you know what? I'm hoping that you guys get to have two orgasms. That is there how, you go. And one of the two won't be from yourself.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I hope that you get one that it's not from yourself.
Oh, yay. Oh man, that's a good goal to have.
Yeah. It's a good goal.